Marysville is the second biggest city in Snohomish County. And earlier this month, the city council voted to ban all recreational marijuana businesses. Jeff Vaughn runs a safety and lighting e-commerce business in Marysville. He's also president of the city council. He told David Hyde the council worries that marijuana businesses could deter growth, especially in the light industrial area at the north end of the city.
Right now, where we have this land available and we're trying to attract the right kinds of businesses there, that's what we don't need, is that uncertainty or any question as to what impact that might have on a business that should choose to locate in Marysville.
So just to be specific about it, as specific as we could be, maybe somebody wants to move into Marysville for some sort of light manufacturing facility, and your concern and the concern that you heard expressed by other folks in business is, we don't want a bunch of dope smokers working in our plant.
It could be that. Other things that I've heard is, would I want my business located right next to a cash business with a high-valued product that has, you know, a street value? And those are things that create a lot of concern with business owners. And we're already seeing that in surrounding areas around Marysville where businesses have those concerns. And it puts uncertainty on the property owners who are trying to sell or develop that land. And it places uncertainty on our community in terms of businesses trying to site or expand in our area.
And just to be specific, did you speak to business owners who were thinking about locating in Marysville? I mean, who did you gather the anecdotal information at least from?
I've had those conversations with those who are trying to sell property in the real estate industry commercially. I'm hearing comments from them, from some of their clients that are looking. There is concern. There is that uncertainty. And we see it in our own business. We're located in that general area, and you know, it's a concern that our business has. You know, what happens if, you know, one of those facilities locates near ours, and if we have the need in the future to build a bigger facility or move to another facility, you know, is this the area where we would choose to be?
So at this point, the concern is mostly speculative. Somebody who might be thinking about coming here might decide not to do it because they might have concerns about marijuana.
Yes, that's correct. And we, like I said before, we don't know.
Jeff Vaughn is president of the Marysville City Council. The city of Marysville has decided to ban all recreational marijuana businesses within the city. The other part of this, you know, the voters decided to legalize marijuana, recreational marijuana use. It's now legal. So just philosophically, from your perspective, beyond the business issue, why shouldn't people who live in Marysville be able to purchase it?
This comes down to not, you know, whether or not we're allowing people to use recreational marijuana in the city. It's about, will we allow these businesses, will we let these businesses locate in these areas that we've set aside for other purposes? And so that's how we had to look at it. And certainly the way that our citizens voted matters. And so we had a number of public hearings and opportunities for people to weigh in on that in Marysville. We formed an ad hoc committee to study this that involved citizen and business interests. We also had our planning commission study it extensively, and there's a great deal of research that went into it. Our police department, the school district, and community members all spoke out against allowing these establishments in Marysville. But we also heard from those who felt that it would be a good thing to do. And so in the end, when the council kind of weighed those things and looked at the pros and cons, they voted unanimously to go with the ban.
Did the majority of people in Marysville vote for or against I-502?
The majority voted for.
But you decided to go against that?
We decided that for Marysville and siting these facilities, it wasn't in the city's best interest for siting the production, processing, and sale facilities in our city limits.
Of course, alcohol is legal. I assume you can buy alcohol within the city of Marysville. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is we have a substance which is still not legal from a federal standpoint. The detriments to our community, to youth, and so on, the information is being developed and is coming out. We just don't know how this is going to affect us from a long-term standpoint. Certainly in the future, we'll know a lot more. But right now, the way I see it, it's really the Wild West, and these things are being done without a whole lot of precedent.
That was Jeff Vaughn. He is the president of the Marysville City Council. And earlier this month, the City Council voted to ban all recreational businesses that are selling marijuana, recreational marijuana businesses, within the Marysville city limit. He spoke with David Hyde. We'll be contacting one of the three marijuana businesses that was awarded a state license to open up in Marysville to get their point of view on this total ban. That's coming up later. This is The Record from KUOW.